That's where we're going to bed to tonight, Tom and Jerry. Michelle picked it. Didn't you, baby?
Mm-hmm.
It's relaxing, though.
Yep.
I'll see you in the morning, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
I love you.
All right, we'll see y'all. Peace. So, it's Tuesday, it's Taco Tuesday, and we're in the lab, Michelle and I, and y'all want to hear what these criminals are out here doing again? The white thugs, this is what they're doing. So have y'all heard about the steakhouse masturbator? This white dude, he worked at a steakhouse, and he's been arrested for masturbating and contaminating the food with bodily fluids for a month. For a month, y'all. Dude's been doing that shit for over 30 days. It says, Jace Christian Hansen, a steakhouse employee, has been arrested for masturbating and contaminating the food with bodily fluids for a month. The masturbator is currently booked with a bond amount set at $100,000. So I'm going to play the video. There's some video. Let's play this video. I hear Marley in there begging for food. Is Marley in there begging? Yeah. All right, I'm going to play the video, yeah.
Steakhouse. He's tonight behind bars for intentionally contaminating food.
We gotta warn you, this is disturbing. Foxwoods Lexi French, live outside Hartford House Restaurant at Leawood Town Center with more on this investigation. Lexi, you talked to the Johnson County District Attorney. What'd you learn about this?
Yeah, Lauren, that's right. 21-year-old Jace Christian Hansen has been charged with food adulteration and is accused of purposely contaminating food at this Hereford House restaurant in Leawood for about a month. Now, the district attorney, Stephen Howe, he says that this investigation is ongoing and additional charges aren't off the table. The Leawood Police Department...
Hell yeah, there should be additional charges. Because he's doing that shit for over a month. That means each, you know what I'm saying, investigate and find out, like, each individual he did that shit, that should be a charge. So he should end up with at least 30 charges.
Received a tip from an outside law enforcement agency about intentional food contamination on April 25th. Jace Christian Hansen was arrested that same day.
But the FBI and Leawood acted immediately on that to stop that continuing.
Oh, man.
That there were bodily fluids used as part of the alteration of the food. And so by virtue of that, we're concerned about the public's health.
Hansen is accused of contaminating food at the Hereford House restaurant on Town Center Drive between March 26th and April 25th.
That's why we're asking for individuals who feel like they became sick after eating there at the restaurant to reach out to law enforcement.
It ain't funny, but man, that shit, man. I'm sitting here just, I can't believe somebody did that.
Leawood Police Department wants to hear from you. Email tips at leawood.org or call 913-266-0696.
I will say that Hereford House has been very cooperative with law enforcement, and so we appreciate their efforts to assist us in this investigation. It's still ongoing, and there might be a possibility of additional charges as this investigation continues.
In a statement to Fox 4, Hereford House said, first and foremost, the safety of our customers and staff are paramount to all of us at the Hereford House. The individual who was arrested was a part-time employee who worked at the restaurant for less than a month. Once authorities arrested the individual on April 25th, we immediately took all measures and steps to thoroughly clean and sanitize the kitchen in accordance with health department guidelines. Hansen scheduled to appear in court this Thursday morning at 10 a.m. In Leawood, I'm Lexi French, Fox 4, working for you.
Oh, that shit's crazy as hell. Can't believe that. Oof, out here doing that kind of shit. Yep, white guy. It's a white fella. Nasty ass. Yeah, that was a white fella doing that shit. Here's another one. I don't know if I read this one yesterday, but I'm going to go on and read it. This is three inbreds, three white people. Three inbred civilization builders facing charges including incest, abuse of corpse, and after infant's death. I'll play the clip for you guys. There's a clip.
It's like a new
clip's about 2 minutes.
Arrested tonight, all charged in a sequence of disturbing events that ended with the death of a baby in Pendleton County.
A woman, her uncle, and her grandfather all arrested. Among the charges, incest and abuse of a corpse. So this happened on Mount Joy Street in Falmouth, Kentucky.
So I was saying, no matter what people, you know, y'all want to say about, you know, black people committing crimes and all that kind of stuff, you got to admit, white people do some heinous, just some off the wall, just some next level type shit, man. That's because a lot of times emotionally, they'll be fucked up, man. Lonely, sad, angry at the world, mad at the world, you know, and stuff like that. And then when they turn into adults, they just, this is what you get.
Tucky, want to warn you ahead of time, some of the details are pretty disturbing. Here's WLWT News 5's Brian Hamrick live with the story. Brian?
Yeah, Mike, it's a case where terms like unusual and bizarre don't seem to be enough. Police believe that the effort to cover up the crime of incest led to other crimes and a bizarre series of events that even veteran law enforcement have never seen.
Ooh, breakfast time.
It ended with the death of a baby.
Thank you,
a
baby.
A house that would later go up for sale.
And we were in shock.
It began with details from a house of horrors.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing this for about 30 years, and this is the first case I've ever had like this.
Falmouth Police Chief Marty Hart says incest, concealing the birth of an infant, and abuse of a corpse are not charges they usually see. Investigators say Kimberly Shepherd, 28, got pregnant by her uncle, Alan Newkirk, 62. She admitted they had sex multiple times. Newkirk was quoted in court documents saying, only once. DNA confirmed the uncle was also the father of the child.
The mother was having an incestual relationship with her uncle. She became pregnant and gave birth at this vacant residence.
I'm going to take my food up out of here.
The baby was found dead in his home on Montjoy Street. Investigators say after having the baby, the mother called her grandfather, Billy Shepherd, 82, who took her to the local hospital, but she left the baby behind. Since the time all of this happened a year ago, that same house went up for sale, was recently bought.
This all came to a huge surprise to us. We're shocked a lot, real bad.
Serenity Holden and her family just found out what happened here.
Me being a mother of two myself has me emotional wreck. I've been crying all day since I found out about it. So that's got me upset.
She says she tried to back out of the deal, but it was too late, as the repercussions of crimes that couldn't be covered up ripple through an entire community. And a bond was $20,000 for Kimberly Shepherd and her uncle, Alan Newkirk. Her grandfather was given a $5,000 bond. Only the uncle remains in jail tonight. Reporting live, Brian Hemrick, WLWT News 5.
Hey, baby. So that's I just played a clip, right? People don't know what the clip is, but they can just hear people laughing and sound like they're having a good time, right? Mm-hmm. But that's the clip of when Caitlin Clark got drafted and stuff, and they're taking like photos. They're in downtown Indiana. She's with her new teammates and stuff. All her teammates are black. Or the ones in this clip or this video. And they're all hanging out. They're enjoying themselves. They're having a good time. Looks like Caitlin Clark's enjoying herself. You know what I mean? She looks pretty comfortable. She's getting her black on. You know what I mean? She's getting her black experience. I bet there were some white people watching this that are upset. Mm-hmm. There's some white people watching this video that are mad that she's having a good time with black people and that she's enjoying herself and that she's comfortable. There's some people in Iowa calling her a traitor and a nigger lover and stuff, I guarantee it. Mm-hmm. If those walls could talk, can you imagine if Iowa College, if their dorm room walls could talk? And all the racist things that have been said, bouncing off them walls and dorm room walls and shit. And colleges like Iowa, South Dakota, North Dakota, out there in Utah and shit. Yeah, I want to play the clip of that Republican dude. He said he's voting for Biden. He said other people need to go on. And so for Republican people that are out there listening, we probably only have a few, you know what I mean? Because we're Democratic. Well, it was nice to see when I saw the news. Shout out CNN. CNN. Dun-dun-dun. I like your little theme music. Mm-hmm. You are watching CNN. Dun-dun-dun. I love that shit. But yeah, I'll play it again. Caitlin Clark. Doesn't she sound like she's having a good time with black people? Mm-hmm. Listen. She's out there kicking it. I'm starting to like her a little bit. You know what I mean? Because I'm not seeing her as just like that. Like, maybe I was stereotyping her and shit. Because of who, like, Iowa. Iowa. Yeah, but she seems like she's cool. I hope she don't do nothing to fuck that up now. To change my opinion. But she's on my good side right now. So just try to stay there, Caitlin. No, I'm just playing. No. She seems comfortable and relaxed. Like, because you know sometimes there's some white people when they get around black, whether it's in sports or whatever, for the first time, you know, you can literally see that they're uncomfortable. But she's not. And that goes into what we were talking about, the Wagners, the other day. You know what I mean? Like how it's really a great thing that black and white athletes can get to know each other through sports, because a lot of times if there wasn't sports, like, that would be, you know, that'd be a big downfall, because that's how a lot of white and black people get to know each other and stuff, through sports sometimes, you know, because you're not going to the same schools, you know, stuff like that or whatever, and then you end up becoming teammates and you just get to know each other and stuff, and then some of the stereotypes go out the window, you know. So I think that's good. All right, I'm gonna find this clip of this. I got the clip here. This is Jeff Duncan out of Atlanta. He's a Republican guy, and Jeff Duncan, Republicans say, he says, Republicans don't need election reforms to win. They need leadership. And he's saying Donald Trump ain't the leader. So I'm going to play this clip. This is from a white Republican guy that said he's jumping ship. He said he's voting for Joe Biden. He said he is voting for Joe Biden. I love that.
Mr. Lieutenant Governor, thank you for coming on. And you were invoked, and you've yourself said this is a solution in search of a problem. Let me put up
smart man
some of these proposals in the Georgia legislature. End no excuse absentee voting, require more ID for absentee voting, limit weekend early voting, ban offering food and drinks to folks in line for voting, restrict ballot drop boxes there. I know you're against the top one there, no excuse absentee voting. Are you against all of these changes?
Well, we actually have over 80 bills in the
general
assembly.
I'm going to go get cigarettes after this clip is over.
Oh, 21
of them are actually. Ooh, nice. Oh, that's right.
There's some good ideas that have been put in place by Democrats.
I forgot you said you.
But we actually passed 4 bipartisan bills, election reform bills, 2 weeks ago in the Senate. But look, as you mentioned a second ago, there's a lot of solutions in search of a problem. Republicans don't need election reform to win. We need leadership. I think there's millions of Republicans waking up around the country that are realizing that Donald Trump's divisive tone and strategy is unwinnable in forward-looking elections. We need real leadership. We need new focus, a GOP 2.0 that includes moderates in the middle to get us to the next election cycle.
They were talking about, too, how they're saying, I was hearing that Tim Scott might end up being Trump's VP or whatever. Now, the only reason he's doing that, you know what I'm saying, would be to have a black dude up there so he could help, you know, so he figured the black dude could help him get some black votes. You know what I'm saying? That's going to come back to bite, dude. Because remember what I was saying about how, like, black people came out to vote against Herschel Walker when he was running? Because we knew he was fake. We knew he was Uncle Tom. So we noticed that as black people. So we came out and voted so he would not win. I mean, we liked the warlock dude too. But I'm saying, but a lot of it, we were coming out to vote against Herschel Walker because we noticed the Uncle Tom bullshit he was on. And that's what I'm saying with this. Tim Scott is the Uncle Tom. He's Uncle Tom. He's a black European. He's a fake black. But Trump is going to put him up there if he, you know what I'm saying? But it's gonna work against him. I hope he does do it, because it's going to work against him. Because real black people, we know, we see all through that. You know what I'm saying? That's going to make more Democratic people come out and vote against that, because we notice it. That's one of the things, black people, when we notice some garbage and we see that the wolves are the wolves being pulled over our eyes, or someone's trying to get over us on us, we'll come out and vote against that to defeat that. Just like we did against Herschel Walker. So you go on ahead and throw Tim Scott up there. It's going to come back to bite you in the ass. And here's the other reason why it's going to bite him in the ass. Because his white racist loyal supporter, Trump, they're going to be offended that he's putting a black dude up there as his vice president. Even if he is Uncle Tom. It's some white people that still see dude as a black. They're going to be like, why aren't you putting someone white up there? They're going to be offended by that. He'll lose a handful of voters just off that. Watch. Mm-hmm. Biden's going to win. Watch what I'm saying. Because like I was saying, I was telling Michelle, at the end of the day, nobody likes a criminal. Nobody likes a criminal. In theory, in reality, overall. No one likes a criminal, because he's still going to be going back and forth to court and all this shit when the election like really starts to roll around and shit starts getting thick and serious, and he's still going back and forth to court. People are going to be like, oh man, dude's still going to court? Dude's still, people are going to be like, ah, nah, I can't do it, Beth. I'm going to have to go on and vote for Biden this time.
Like the people that are on the fence right now are going to get sick of this.
All that
people
stuff.
People that are tried and true Trump people, they're gonna going to vote for him no matter what.
They're locked in, right.
But the people that are just like, ugh, I hate Joe Biden, but I don't like Trump either, but I'm a Republican, so I kind of have to vote for him. Like, those kind of people are going to get tired of this bullshit. Because really, his shitty behavior and actions, well, not shitty, it's illegal behavior.
Good one, yeah. Illegal and shitty.
Is costing taxpayers probably billions of dollars at this point with all these indictments and stuff. That's a waste of, like, he's talking about, he's always like, oh, look at how this city is, criminals everywhere, and they're worried about me. Okay, but like, had they, if they weren't dealing with you, they could deal with, like, you're tying up the court system. Think of all the trials that are being bumped
up
because of him.
Yep, and he's good. Yep, for sure. No doubt about it.
The Secret Service resources, the security resources, the police, like, you have to, like, when he comes here and they have to, like, close
shut
the
down everything,
down,
yep.
And just all that bullshit.
Because there are going to be some people that are going to, go off of that.
Which, like, I'm kind of on the fence about, like, the security grid, because now we're in it.
Right. Oh, for the Republican National.
Right. However, they don't want any, and the DNC was like that, too. You just don't want anyone, you know,
doing anything?
Doing anything, like.
I'm more worried about somebody white. I am. I'm more worried about somebody white doing some harm.
Well, out that's
here or whatever, whether it's at a gathering or like an all black event.
That's why the security grid is so big.
I think a lot of it has to do, they're trying to keep black and brown people out. Just how, just real quick, look how you see the Palestinian, like all the protests. You see how they encamp themselves in, basically.
Yeah.
Who do you think they're keeping themselves out away from? Who do you they're thinking about worry? My point is, it's like there's always a barrier. There's always a fence or a line or a border that the white man is telling the black and brown people, you can't come past this. These are the boundaries we set up that we're allowing you to protest or do whatever it is you want to do. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. It's just like, no matter how a person feels about protest, it's always, 9 times out of 10, it's some white person setting the borders up, setting the rules, telling you when you can't come. They're even doing it here in Milwaukee. They're setting up barriers, telling people where they can and can't protest. Like, that's bullshit.
So, like, but for the arts, like, the whole downtown is affected. Businesses are being affected.
But they're also going to be affected positively, too, because they're going to be inside that bubble where all the white people and all the fake black Europeans are going to be spending all the money. So they're going to eat off that. But
But having it be here is a boost to our economy, so there are pluses and minuses. But, you know, like, we will have, do you know how hard it's going to be to even just get out the other way?
I'm going to have to take leg drive to work.
We have two ways to get out of here.
Yeah.
One, it will be closed, but we'll be able to get out that way, but that's going to be such a rubberneck.
Hell yeah.
That, like, leaving here at peak times will be
It's going to be a mess. Yeah, the Republican National Convention is coming to Milwaukee. What's that, July?
Yeah, or some July shit like 15th that. Through the 18th, like, so for 4 days,
Monday through Thursday. And then next year, they're having the NFL draft here.
In Green Bay.
That's basically another Republican National Convention. Because the Packers owner, he's a Republican guy.
But the election will
most
be
of
over.
The NFL owners are but they'll still be, yeah, the election will be over, but they're going to still be raking in tons of money for their little racist causes.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm glad. Yeah, you got another pack of cigarettes. Cool, I don't have to go. Because I was going to go get cigarettes, and I don't have to. Nice.
So, like, for that week in July, we'll have to stock up on...
Everything.
Everything. Mama's going to need some mama juice.
Yeah, we'll have to stock up on the booze and, you know, other things. Yeah, we just got to be ready.
Food.
Yeah, all the foods. Yeah.
Men ratting, telling with detail. Everything I retail ain't on your email. Y'all can stop acting like females till I get the house in Turks and Caicos surrounded by seashells. Yeah, yeah. Ghost, D-Block. Grimmin' in the reaper, drinking holy water after I smoke. Yes, the ghost cheated death, met the devil and took a piss on his sneakers. Who these niggas think they illin' in? Menaging with voodoo bitches, cookin' coke in the cop crib. He comes home, I'ma kill again. Yes, I'm in it for the thrill again. Which rapper's looking to die fast? Which rapper leave you flat as an iPad? You can send them killers to my pad. Next time you speak to they folks, it'll be the bypass. Cause I shoot fast, and I drive fast. Making fast money and crime is how the time pass. Catch them in the restaurant, shoot them right through the wine glass. Couple keys, ain't no coke to me. Ahead now to get you poked for me.
From the ruckus, the motherfucking ruckus. Straight from the green, and I'll be giving you the pain.
Bullseye. Direct hit, don't miss. Don't miss.